Yo, but that backflip though.
Okay, white people be like.
Oh, he literally hit the gritty.
No, okay, me when I literally hit the freaking gritty.
I thought of you when I saw that.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like when you were doing the literally bacon thing on the
last episode. Good. Yeah. It's so good. It, once you start, you can't stop.
Literally hit the gritty.
Yeah. He literally sucking fucking.
What?
Have you seen that? Okay.
No, I haven't seen that one. No.
You would love it.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website. Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer hand getting hit by a car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
So-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens! Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
Guys, today we have Brittany Broski on the show again.
Woohoo!
To stand in for Noel. He's still on tour in New Zealand now or something, but he gets back this week, I think. But in the meantime, we gotta.
Woo! Every white woman at a bachelorette party. Shots!
Clapping with no rhythm.
I love this song!
I want to remind everyone that this Sunday, March 5th, from 8:30 p.m. to 8:30 a.m. Pacific time, Waleed will be doing a 12-hour live stream as his fantasy punishment for losing the fantasy league.
And, does he have any plans for what he's going
to
do?
We have plans. We're all stopping by for like, you know, half an hour to an hour segments.
Okay.
And I think I have like the 6 a.m. slot on Saturday. On Monday, I have the 6. That'll be fun. Thank you for that. No, I have that. I'm going to be, you know, that's my time anyway, so I'm going to come in, maybe make him do a workout or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's his punishment. 12-hour stream.
Punishment for?
Losing fantasy.
Oh, okay.
For being bad at football.
Facts.
Yeah, yeah.
Think what you deserve.
Yeah. Loser.
Little bitch.
He doesn't know about football, you know?
Yeah, your freaking fantasy team didn't beat my fantasy team.
Yeah.
So I'm stronger and bigger than you.
Yeah, exactly.
Idiot.
Yeah. I'm way more sports than you are.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's his punishment. And I'm looking forward to it, really. It'll be fun. Although nowadays it doesn't really, a 12-hour stream isn't really anything to shake a stick at, you know?
Sure.
Like with all these streamers doing subathons that are like months long.
And it's also like, if Mr. Beast done it, don't even try to do it.
Yeah.
You're just going to fail.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. So maybe we should actually go back to the drawing board with this punishment.
Yeah, Waleed, let's wipe that.
Kind of sucks ass, actually.
Yeah.
So how you doing?
I've been great. Oh, I got to tell you something. So you and I were both just at, Matt King just got engaged a few months ago. Mm-hmm. And he had an engagement party a couple days ago. And I ran into you there. I was a little drunk, I'll be very honest.
Okay.
And it was very busy. We're running around. And I'm running to the door because our Uber's there or something. And I pass by Kelsey. And I go, I'm drunk. And I've... acting like we're best friends. I've met her maybe twice. Said 10 words to her total. I go, hi, and walk away. And I was like, why did I do that? I wanted to be like a hi, Gorge. Like, hi, girl. And she said, hi. And I walked away.
Like,
yeah, she was like, her face was just, and I said, I'm sorry. So if you could just tell her I'm sorry. I don't know why I did
that. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like overly familiar. Yeah. We've said 10 words to each other.
She did say that. She was like, Brittany jump scared me. At the party. Yeah, yeah.
She walked away.
Yeah, I was just in a normal conversation. And
she literally was. She was like,
hi! Just right. And it just turns around. You're right here. Oh! Hi!
She starts crying like a spooked baby.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I felt so bad.
And you told me that you you said you were like, I'm down to do Insanely Chill too.
Oh, I'd love to do Insanely Chill.
See, that's great. I was like, you know, I would have asked you, but
no,
I'm not trying to like bombard you with podcasts. You
no,
know,
I'm obsessed.
When you have six podcasts, it's very tempting to invite people onto all of them.
Do a little pod tour.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's just right here.
It's just right here, all with me. Yeah,
the live stream is just me for 12 hours.
So I'm glad that you want to do it. That's good. So well, this is kind of it, though, already.
It really is.
It just would be this, just elsewhere.
Different set.
Yeah.
So what's, you had Brooke on.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
How was that?
Oh, it was fantastic.
She's so funny.
She's hilarious. And the story that she told about, you didn't watch it? Okay, that's cool.
I loved it.
I'm actually busy the day, when you were going to come, I'm busy.
I'm actually going to be in Australia, actually. Yeah. Yeah. Funny, crazy.
She told this story about how she used to like, her therapist used to say, what's the worst that could happen? Because she's like really she's like really nervous person,
yeah.
Right? Like, and you know, socially, I guess like she had a crush on this guy or something. And
sounds
so
right.
She was like, the therapist was like, why don't you tell her? Is that what, or why don't you tell him?
Yeah, what's the worst that could
what's
happen?
What's the worst that could happen? Like, just talk to him, like tell him or whatever. And yeah. Yeah.
That's the worst that could happen.
No, it's worse than that.
Oh God. Okay.
She had this thing where when she got nervous, she would throw up. So he asked her for a ride home one time, and she was like, yeah, sure, absolutely. And on the drive home, she threw up on herself because she was so nervous.
like porridge.
And so now she's like, I can't hear that phrase, what's the worst that could happen? Because like, there are really bad things that could happen.
Yeah,
it's like, not a good phrase.
Always get worse.
Yeah, it really
always
can.
Could like, get worse.
It's not a good, it's not an encouraging phrase.
No.
By any means.
That's wild advice.
There are a lot of bad things that could happen.
Her therapist's like, fucking YOLO.
Yeah, YOLO, dude. What's the worst that could happen?
Really bad emotional damage.
Yeah, they're just like super charismatic and just like, everything's worked out for me. So I'm like,
yeah, just be like me.
A+ therapist. People fucking love me. All my clients want that. Like, and that's just because I put myself out there, you know?
You just have to be a high value male.
Yeah, exactly.
That's her therapist.
Yeah. It's like when hot people are like, everyone's so nice.
Like, well, they were nice to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I got in.
Yeah. I don't know why you guys are so angry all the time. People are pretty cool.
Yeah.
On this earth.
Yeah. It's actually like super chill.
People treat me like really well all the time. Yeah. So
Brooke.
That was a really funny story. And she's just hysterical. She's also, is she also a Maddie Healy fan? Mm-hmm. She is.
She's a recent convert.
Oh, okay.
She, with this most recent album. But like the thing with Brooke, and I could talk with her for like hours and hours, is she just gets it, the like obsessing over someone to the point where it's physically painful.
I love it. I love hearing about that. There's nothing funnier. Like
it really truly
hearing
is.
About her tear system and everything like just made me cry in my
it's
car.
So
I was like,
good.
It's so good.
It's so good. Cuz
she paints a picture and I'm like, I'm not emotionally where you are.
Right.
But I understand now what you're going through.
Right.
You know?
To the best of your ability.
To the best of my ability. I've never, whoops. That was a complete accident. Listen, I understand you, Brooke.
I was like, holy shit. Do we need to take a
listen, Brooke, I understand you. I understand what you're going through, all right? Well, that was a Chewbacca in there. Man, these are classic. How have we haven't used this for like years. See, that's the level up from, we should get a soundboard. It's like, we have one. Let's push all the buttons at the same time.
I love that. It's called comedy. Is it still going?
Still, what is that?
So loud, by the way.
Hi! We got to put that one on there. Hi!
Hi! Why? Why did I do that?
How was the rest of your night on Saturday?
We ended up at the Den, the famous Hollywood Den.
We were going to come to that, and then we went somewhere better.
Home to bed?
Yeah.
Chili's?
Honestly, yeah. Yeah. Actually, I was pretty fucked. I'm just getting old. I left my wife. I left my friends that night. I Ubered home by myself.
Holy shit.
Because I was like, I can't stay awake right now.
You said, I need nappies.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally. I need to change my diaper.
Literally gwitted out of there.
I gwitted into the Uber and I went to bed.
Guys, I'm tired.
Stupid.
is so stupid. But I did. I was sitting there. I was sitting, like, everyone's dancing. We were at Bar Lubitsch. You ever been there?
Sounds mad German.
It does, right?
I think Bar Lubitsch?
Like, yeah, yeah. I think it's like, not Albanian. My friend is, I forget what nationality she is, but it's not German. It's something like that. What is it?
Russian.
Russian. Okay.
Lubitsch?
Sure.
Russian?
I love the Bar Lubitsch.
Go to the Bar Lubitsch and we get the Wiener Schnitzel?
No, that's German.
She's Russian.
I was trying to do Russian.
And we have some vodka.
Yeah, nice. My name is Bar Lubitsch. No. Anyway, so the music playing, everyone's dancing, having a great time. Like, everyone's dancing. Like, the dance floor is packed.
Yeah.
People are dancing. And I'm sitting in a booth.
Why did you leave your wife? What happened there?
Because I was fucking tired. She's with people I trust, and
she's with her friends.
I didn't just leave her alone at the club, like.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, just Irish exit. Or no, yeah. Bye.
Bye.
That'd be so funny. Just slip out. Text. Yeah, babe, I'm on my way home. I was just really, really tired.
What the fuck?
Didn't want to fuck up your vibe. You look like you were having fun, so. Just like alone in the club. Like,
sometimes, you know, the beauty of adulthood is you can just do that.
Yeah.
You don't want to be there? Leave.
Well,
it's
okay.
Great.
Okay. This is something I'm thinking about recently. Okay. Now that I'm like getting to that age, it's like, why are the hours? Okay. You could spend all day with someone that's in town.
Yeah.
Right. But if you go home in the night, if you leave early, like let's say you leave at 11, like you're the people are like, you're a bad friend. But it's like, but I spent every hour with you today. Why are the hours after 11 p.m. like the really crucial ones?
Because it's demon time.
I guess it's demon time.
Demon time at Bar Lubitsch.
Yeah, exactly. It's like that is the essential time that you have to spend. You know
it
what I mean?
Is, yeah, it definitely is. And it's also like you don't even think about going out until 11. Because if you go out before 11, it's like, we're going to be the only ones there.
Yeah.
I honestly, I don't know. It's a big thing. I talk about this sometimes because there was a month last year where I went sober, not for like any problem I was having, but just because I was like, I'm tired of drinking all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel heavy. Mm. My tummy hurts.
Yeah.
And I just like, you know, it honestly was an experiment in like, what friends will I hang out with if alcohol isn't involved?
Yeah, yeah.
And that was tea. Because it was like, okay, I guess I'm just not going to see you. And that's fine. Some friends are party friends. Some friends are, you know, normal friends. But yeah, I noticed it's like, what are you doing texting me to go out at 11:45 p.m.? I'm simply in my bed.
Yeah.
Facts. We're so old.
We are.
It feels good.
You're not that old. How old are you?
25.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I guess like I'm just getting to that age where it's like I can't. I mean, I'm also just built to be a morning person, which fucks me in every regard when it comes to partying and staying up late.
I'm the complete opposite. Yeah. You're psychotic. I think morning people are actually, there's some like diagnosed level of psychosis there.
What? Yeah, why?
That's just wild. You don't want to like stay up late on your phone? That's one of the joys of life.
No, that sounds like complete and utter hell. But I will. Like this morning I woke up at 4:30 and sat on my phone in bed for an hour. I love that.
Doing what?
Reading Twitter. Just, you know.
Sounds miserable.
Just becoming an extremist.
Being pushed to the limit.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
My empathy.
It's such a horrible way to start your day, and it's such a bad habit that I have. Elon has fucked it up. Like, Twitter is just pure, I'm just mad. Yeah. Like, I read three tweets, and I'm like, oh, they're doing what?
Yeah. These kids in their Twitter lands and their facing books.
Yeah.
I think with the whole verification system, totally fucked. And I heard they're trying to do that to Instagram.
Oh, where you pay for verification?
Yeah.
Yeah. You think it's like fucked with the way you read Twitter? Like you trust people that you shouldn't and stuff like that? Not to say that the blue check was any reason to trust someone in the beginning, but
I mean,
It
kind of was like, well, at least is this someone of importance that I should know?
Yeah.
And now it's like, no, that's just Chad.
Yeah.
He had $25.
Yeah, yeah.
And spent it on his verification. Yeah. Like that's it.
But he's got sick opinions.
Yeah, no, but he's right.
Yeah, yeah.
And I agree with everything he says.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna make an anonymous account and attack people that attack Chad.
Yeah, exactly. He's my favorite extremist. For sure.
Hands down every time.
Yeah.
He's gonna do it for me.
Yeah, so that's what I do now is I wake up early and go on my phone. But at night, I want no part of that.
Are you like snuggled up with a book? Does Kelsey like read you a book?
We've been reading. She doesn't read me a book.
Oh, sorry. I don't know what you guys do.
Actually, we have this one couple friend that reads together. Like, they read out loud to each other at night.
They popcorn read.
Yeah, they do. I thought it was the weirdest shit when I heard it. And they're like, no, it's nice because we read the same book. And it's like quality time that we spend together.
I'd be like so pissed. Like, you're reading too slow.
I know. I could be the reader, but I couldn't sit there and list, like, be read to.
Yeah. Following along in your own book. You guys are fucking weird. That is weird. That's actually about to piss me off. Who the fuck does that?
Your life fucking changes in your 30s. I'm telling you. It's like you like start to like weird shit like that.
Popcorn reading with your partner?
Yes, because it's like...
You guys in bunk beds?
Well, no, we're not siblings.
Siblings are dating.
A bunk bed? That would be sad. That would be really sad. Hey, babe, you comfy down there?
Can you see my feet?
Good night.
Can you see my feet hanging off?
I'll try not to wet the bed tonight.
Babe, I need to go pee-pee. Babe, I need to get down.
Yeah, so... But I read... Do you read? Oh, yeah. Okay, I want to talk about the Court of Thorns or whatever.
Do you really?
Now, because now I've... When we first talked about it, I didn't really, like, absorb what you're talking about.
Sure.
And then... We were visiting some friends on the weekend, and we were talking about books. Because, again, that's the 30s. That's what you do.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, book club.
So what are you guys reading each other these days? Literally, it's like we went to visit this couple that has this one-year-old child. And it's just the most, like, I don't know. It's just the most, like, 30 shit of all time. Yeah. You know, you're, like, talking to them, and they're, like, every third word, they're like, hold on. Go and grab the child as he's, like, trying to get. You know, her injured or something like that.
You're annoyed. You're like, could you like put her somewhere?
No, we're like, we love it. You know,
Okay.
Like, we want to be around the baby. It's like, I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Weirdo.
Anyways, yeah.
You want to be around babies? Fucking weirdo.
Because I want one, you know?
Sure. Okay.
Want to have one.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just take theirs.
We were thinking about it. So we're like sitting there and we're like, what are you reading? And she was like, well, I'm reading this, like, it's this, I don't want to, you know, it's like, it's like fantasy, but it's like
porn.
Yeah, it's like it's like a romance book at the same time.
It was
like
Court of Thorns and Roses.
Yes, it was that. So she was telling me about it, and it sounded intense, but it sounds pretty hot, honestly.
Look, we could do some popcorn reading of A Court of Thorns and Roses. It's very like it gets. Well, that's the fun part, though, is like it's a beautiful world building book where it's kind of like Game of Thrones where you just get lost in it, you know, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's how it works in this world.
Yeah.
And it's like that. But the characters are very lovable and it's obviously kind of like it's good. I really and it's
what does that mean?
Series.
Like, did these fairies they actually fuck
hard?
And how, do they
hard and long.
And how like explicit does it get? Because like whenever someone's like, yeah, it's like a romance novel. And then they do the face.
Yeah.
You're like, so how explicit is the sex? Because I know like in you know, written porn, it's like, you know, she strokes his like veiny member. Is it like that?
Like, yeah.
Really?
Well, not like gross like that. It's obviously written very beautifully and romantically.
Oh, yeah.
Because
like veiny fairy member.
Veiny, glittery cock.
Yeah.
No, it's a good mixture of like, it's always romantic, but yeah, it gets pretty graphic. All right. Pulled up the full fucking transcript of it.
You really did. Is there any good passages here that we could popcorn weed?
Yeah. Could we done back and forth? It's tea because the first book you start out really loving a character. And by the end of the series, it's like, I can't wait for him to die.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's great.
And do they die?
I won't reveal.
Oh, okay.
You're going to have to read it.
Yeah, but apparently it's like, she's like, yeah, the first one was good. It was like 500 pages.
Yeah.
And then the second one's like 650. And then the Massive. Third one's like 790 or something.
But it's like,
right?
She got excited. Got a little snot bubble.
I love it.
I love this book. Yeah, it's like I was trying to carry it around in my backpack and it was like a fucking dictionary with me. I think I would honestly, the girls would love if you would read Court of Thorns and Roses.
Well, I read Daisy Jones and the Six.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I read it too. I just finished it.
It's fucking great.
It's really good.
It's great.
And the show's coming out.
I know.
Yep.
That's the best thing about it.
I'm obsessed with the fact that you read that.
Well, Kelsey likes her books.
Yeah.
And she read Evelyn Hugo first.
I'm reading that right now.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Well, I've been told that Daisy Jones... I love that we're talking about this, by the way. Daisy Jones and the Six, I've been told, was better than the Evelyn Hugo one. And so I was like, okay, I'll start there. And then, like, I finished it right on time because they just had a premiere for it.
Okay.
And I was like, how do I sneak in?
Yeah,
how do I sneak in?
Yeah.
I went to see the first episode. But yeah, that author is really great.
She's really good at kind of like creating, for lack of a better term, a vibe.
Sure.
Like, but for whatever like niche she's talking about, like whether it's Hollywood or like grunge rock or tennis or whatever, she knows how to like use the right terminology and like build this world where you really feel like you're there. Like, you know, with Daisy Jones and the Six, they're all like doing heroin and fucked up all the time.
Yeah.
And the way he describes like the way Daisy's acting, you're like, oh yeah, she's a total addict. And but like, it's like romantic in a way, you know?
Classic addict.
Yeah. Classic
addicts
addict
be
moment.
Like.
Yeah. Oh, she's doing heroin again? Oh man.
Okay, me when I.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, I agree, because the whole vibe of Daisy Jones and the Six is it's a rock and roll documentary, you know, oral history, whatever, and it makes you think of every rock and roll documentary you've ever watched.
That's like, what I'm saying.
It's
got the exact same energy as a real band and a real documentary about that band.
I was getting pissed towards the end because they were talking about like songs they were writing this and that, and I was like, looking up on YouTube, I'm like, where, is there like a video with lyrics? I'm like, but
well, they did. They wrote songs
for the show.
Yeah,
I can't fucking wait.
I listened to one of them. It's
bad. Don't tell me it's bad.
No. It's not bad. It's just, I guess I pictured it to be better. Like, I'm picturing like Fleetwood Mac level music. You know.
Well, that's what it's based on.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I picked. Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's based on. So there's.
And
this,
she's Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's this famous performance of Silver Springs by Fleetwood Mac from 1994, and it's Stevie singing to Lindsay. And it's the lyric that's like, you'll never get away from the sound of a woman that loves you. And that whole performance is so fucking iconic because they had all been fighting and fucking Fleetwood Mac's fucking crazy drama. And that moment, this is rumors that I've heard, the whole book is based on that because it's like, everyone, what an interesting concept. Like, one of the most famous bands in the world and everyone's fucking and fighting, obsessed.
Yeah.
Of course, write a book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best.
Have you ever fucked anybody in your band or on tour?
Just Ryan.
Oh.
Yep.
Wow, that's a complicated history.
Makes things very awkward.
I bet. Look,
especially
I
especially because we're
it.
Both married. To different people.
Yeah. Okay.
Very awkward.
I felt that energy when I walked in the room.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, this is, you can cut this sexual tension with a knife.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah.
Just kiss already.
You would like that.
My flash on
kissing.
My phone's going off. I'm like, just kiss already.
Yeah, I'm really excited. So I like to read like boring like finance or tech books half the time that are nonfiction. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
But then I intersperse it with like a really good just like fiction read that you just don't want to put down.
Sure.
And those are the ones. So Kelsey last year read Evelyn Hugo and then she read Daisy Jones last December. And she's like, you got to read it. And I was like, that book's for girls, babe. I'm not reading that. Okay. I got
I
this cool
a,
book
a
about
penis.
A hedge fund to read. All right. And then literally a year later. I'm like, let's see what fucking Daisy Jones and the Six is all about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was great.
I loved it.
That is so good to hear.
Yeah.
Embrace reading girl books.
But why is it a girl book?
I
don't understand.
Like Fleetwood Mac is only for girls?
No, it's not at all.
The opposite, I would argue.
So yeah, that's what I was going to say is I was expecting music like that because their music fucking like touches you.
Yeah.
You know? And so I'm picturing that type of music and especially with the way they described that album and how people responded to it and the fact that they went to playing stadiums. Like, I'm like, oh, these songs must be unbelievable. And then to like bring them to life and not do it justice really was kind of like, I mean, it's fine, but it's not like anything special.
Sure. Well, they had someone do the music for it. It was like a producer.
Yeah, here it is. Daisy Jones and the Six. Regret Me.
Oh my God. It's real. They made it.
Yeah. This is for the show.
I know what
I'm
doing.
If I hold it away like
home.
This, it's not going to get.
We'll play it in the bonus.
Yeah, but if I hold it away like this, you won't hear it through the mic.
It looks so fucking good. I'm trying to think who did the album. It's not important.
Here it
actually.
Is, Blake Mills.
Was it someone else too?
Don't know.
Suki Waterhouse plays her.
Oh, Phoebe Bridgers? Oh. Tony Berg? Look at that.
Tony Romo on the track.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah.
How do you... Okay, POV, you're sitting down reading a fucking tech book.
Yeah.
Are you taking notes?
No.
Are you like... What are you doing, man? He's like... camped in a Starbucks, like,
just doing my research.
Little light reading.
No, it's just entertaining as fuck. This is the one that I'm reading right now, but I've described this before, so I'm not gonna keep going. But like I used to be a software engineer, so this shit just like interests me. I love this world. And finance especially, for some reason. I don't know why. I never studied it. I never like, but for the world of like trading and hedge funds and. And financial crimes, especially.
White collar crime is crazy. Shit.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I love it.
I had a clip recently come across my For You page of you talking about I'd cap that.
Yeah.
From 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn.
No, that clip was very recent, but.
No, what, no,
you're
the
saying
original.
The, app was...
the original clip of you in like 2012, 13. Yeah. Were you still in college then?
No, I was. That was my first year out of college.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one of the original interviews. You look so young.
That's the first interview media thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
In my entire life. And I remember thinking that, like, literally, like, I was the next Mark Zuckerberg because of that. I was like, who wants it? They want it. Pando Daily wants to interview me?
Right. Because you had a picture
of you and your friend.
You had a picture of you and your friend, and it said, D's nuts.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Zuck, here I come. Damn.
Yeah, like, this is going to change the world.
Well.
You think $1 million is cool? What about these nuts?
How about BOFA?
BOFA.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah.
I have watched you through all of that. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Very strange.
Yeah, it's very
I'm
strange.
Starting to feel this, like, because I've been doing this for, what, 4 years now? And I'm already like, God, remember when?
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine like having a career that has spanned that long on the internet. How do you look back and cringe, or are you
yes.
like,
oh my God,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
So it's like not like, damn, I was
different
so sick.
Person. No.
God, he's so
not
cool.
At all. I'm like fucking embarrassed and just
sure.
like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the shit, I don't know. There's definitely some vines that I made that I'm definitely proud of.
Sure.
Like, you used to call me on my iPhone, Rose Gold 6S plus 64 gigabytes.
That's great. Okay, a classic.
That's a classic.
That's a great.
That's a
hits.
Classic. Or when Devin hit me in the face with the porta potty door.
But that's recent, isn't it?
No, that was like.
But y'all recreated it
8 years ago. Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
But the original was like 8 years ago or something.
Comedy Gold.
I love that. So there are things I'm proud of, but there's a lot of things that I'm not.
Understandable.
Yeah. So, but you're killing it.
It's fun. It's been fun. I stay busy.
What are you working on these days?
I'm making a show on YouTube.
Okay.
And I've talked about before how it's kind of medieval themed.
Okay.
And, that's all I want to say.
Okay.
And I also have a podcast coming out.
Okay.
And, that's all I want to say on that as well.
Cool.
So get ready for that. And then also,
I love open conversations like this.
No, where, honestly. You know? So don't ask me any follow-up questions. Don't ask for any details. Because, you know, it's like, what if something, I'm talking about it now and it's totally different in 2 months.
Oh, true.
It's a little, makes me a little nervous. Yeah. But it's very fun.
And but you've also been in, you were in a Super Bowl commercial or something?
Yeah, girl, I was in the fucking Sabra Hummus Super Bowl commercial.
Were you really?
2019, and they...
Oh, in 2019.
In 2019.
Okay.
And it was so humiliating. They had me come in, the kombucha video had just happened.
Okay.
And they were like, we want you and Charli D'Amelio. And I was like, okay, the two most famous women on the planet.
Yeah, yeah.
As you should. Of course you want us, yes. We're a package duo. I was like, okay. They were like, we want you to do the face. And I said, oh, okay. And so I came in and did it. And we did, I'm not joking, it was this gross, like, chocolate hummus. And I had to...
What?
Yeah, and I had to dip strawberries in it. Apparently. Don't know if it's still on the market. I had to dip strawberries in it, try it, do the face 50 times. Someone, this poor
man. Did you
man,
have a spit
yeah,
bucket?
Yeah, this
did?
Poor, like, 50-year-old man had a spit bucket just, like, each time.
And he's reaching in there and eating it after?
Yeah, he's like, mm-hmm. Ew. He's got a big spoon.
Sick. Perf?
That's gross, kind of. It's gross, kind of. Yeah, there it is. And they put me in the glam chair for this. I got glammed to do that.
Wow.
I was like, I don't think I've ever looked worse, actually. That's actually like the worst I've ever looked.
What's with the orange and the...
So that was the whole thing. It was like color.
Oh, okay.
There's my bestie, Charlie.
Did you get paid?
I did get paid.
Like a lot?
At the time, to me, like $5,000 was like, there's no larger amount of money. Like,
wait,
that
they
is
paid
so...
you $5,000?
No, they didn't pay me $5,000, but like that was at the time I was like, holy shit, because that is a lot of money. I was making $39,000 a year.
I know,
at my
but
job.
For like a nationally syndicated Super Bowl commercial, I feel like they'd pay you like a million.
What? Hell no.
Okay.
It wasn't much more than 5K. It was around that because.
But
like,
then don't you get like royalty checks and shit?
For,
no, because it only plays once, right?
Well, you would think, you know, because this is a YouTube video, like it would keep earning. No. Like I signed all that away. This was so early in my career. I was like, a Super Bowl commercial? Count me in.
Yeah. I mean, I would have done it.
Right.
Sure.
But looking back, obviously, I wasn't to the point where I am now back then. So the rates are very different. But yeah, I was not paid a lot for this.
Huh.
Like, yeah.
Because I always thought, like, as an actor, like, if you get a big nationally shown commercial like that, it's like, oh, that'll pay for your entire year.
Well, sure, it's different for, like, fucking John Travolta.
No, I meant, it's like, I have friends that, like, weren't acting in any, you know, any, like, shows or anything, but they would get a commercial for, like, T-Mobile or something, and they make $100,000.
Yeah,
because
sure.
It's like, and then they get royalty checks. Every time the commercial shows on TV or whatever, they get a cut of that.
That's great.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's exclusivity there, of course, probably, which is like, is that worth it? You know, to keep getting royalty checks. Ooh.
Yeah.
But like, is that really worth forever signing only to that? If you want to do, you know, internet or cell phone, whatever, like, I don't know. It's limiting. And that always trips me up with brand deals is like, there's so many brands I want to work with and there's so many brands that want to work with me. If I were to do something like that, where it's like, okay, we have you,
and you
can keep earning, it's like you're losing so much money with other companies. But speaking of T-Mobile, I just did something with T-Mobile. this is a bit I did. It was a bit online.
Okay.
Where they were like, we want you to create some social cuts for the Super Bowl commercial. And I was supposed to be in the extended version on YouTube.
Hold on. So you were in T-Mobile's Super Bowl commercial now?
I was supposed to be. My Madison Beer moment. I was supposed to be in the video.
Yeah,
I was. And they were like, yeah, we filmed this whole bit for the extended cut. And like, I was kind of excited. And then they were like, actually, we're not going to use it.
But it
was like a Grease recreation. Okay. John Travolta was in it and they were singing about internet. I don't know.
Okay.
And I did this cut for socials where I acted like I was the director. And so I was like going up behind people on set being like, could we bring the lights? Yep. Actually, no. We were talking to my guys about it. Like, just being so fucking annoying.
Okay.
And everyone said, was like, what's she doing? Well, I filmed all of it and I uploaded it. My fans love you guys, but it was a joke. They were like, so proud of my girl, knew she could do it. Like, she directed this. Watching the T-Mobile commercial because my bestie directed it. I was like, I didn't.
And the real director was like, what the fuck?
He's pissed off.
He's pissed off.
He's
like,
so mad.
He's
I'm
like,
what the fuck moment. And it was so funny because I had to keep being like, I didn't it's a joke obviously.
You're replying to every single comment. Hey,
no.
Thanks for the support, but this is a joke.
Like, please, I'm a comedy
love you
page.
So much, thank you so much, this is a joke though.
Yeah, please, it's I'm actually joking.
Yeah,
it was funny though because
can,
everyone
is that
was
music, can we play it?
It's royalty free music, you can't play
oh
it.
Let's go.
We are currently on set my T-Mobile Super Bowl commercial. I am the director, the star, the writer, the filmographer. It's a lot. It's a lot to, you know,
filmographer.
Take upon myself, but it's
I actually invented that title.
That's the money shot. Good work, guys.
I mean, it's clearly a joke.
It's clearly a joke. People were like, I'm so proud of her.
We've got the lights set up. You know, I got my guys on it.
Who are you guys?
What's up? It's just a joy to work on set with these guys. You know, it's my first directing job.
Zero idea.
Really, really well.
Just like,
can I get
no
this phone
fucking
to somebody?
Clue.
Somebody.
Right. You know, sometimes things get a little dicey on set. It's just part of show business, okay? It comes with the crowd.
Why pay more? need a moment alone. Just like, please, please.
Not my trailer. John Travolta.
We got it.
Moving on, guys. Moving on.
That's
cut.
Wrap,
it'll be so wrap. Funny if you called cut. And they cut. And then the director's like, no, what?
Who is she?
Cut. We got it. Moving on.
I was like, that is so clearly a joke.
Yeah, so clearly.
But people were so, and it was so cute because they were like, I knew you could do it. I'm like, thanks. But I didn't. I didn't do nothing.
But were you like, maybe I can't.
Yeah, I was like, damn, this shit's kind of easy, huh?
Yeah. So you were in this and then they cut you out? Why?
A darn nar.
And did they tell you or did they wait until you were like, oh, like, guys, let's, like, you host like a Super Bowl watch party because you're like, I'm in one of the commercials.
Oh my
just
gosh,
wait.
You're going to want to see
yeah, yeah,
this.
30 minutes into the game. Oh, this is it. This is it. Guys. Just wait. Okay. And... And then the commercial ends.
Yeah, I'm like, could you rewind? Do you guys have Evo? Could you rewind it, actually?
I think there was a second where, nope. Yep.
Hmm. Oh, it must be a different one. Yeah. It's actually later in the game, they told me.
Different brand. Sorry, it was Mint Mobile that I was.
It's my fault. No, they told me so last minute, like, we're actually. And I was
wow,
like, okay.
That sucks.
It does suck, but.
Did they pay you?
Of course.
Okay.
That's kind of why I was like, that's all right. Because I was like, you know what? I was on set. I did, you know, my deliverables, whatever, and it was fine. But I was like, that's so funny to be like, well, I was actually supposed to be in a Super Bowl commercial, but you're not.
Yeah.
No, I'm not, but yeah.
I was on set.
I was
they
on
filmed
set.
Me. The footage is on the hard drive somewhere.
Exactly. I got yelled at by security. You know, it was the whole thing.
I'm in the director's cut.
So what does that mean?
Yeah, well.
Well.
It's on the DVD, like, if you get the...
You go to menu and you go to
deleted scenes, and I'll be in that one. Yeah,
yeah. So it was really cool opportunity.
So why, like now? So you've been cast now for two Super Bowl commercials. That's really cool.
That's fucking wild.
It is fucking wild.
Yeah, that's. I've never thought about that before.
Yeah,
yeah, it's cool.
I've been cast for zero.
Well, they're gonna draft you into the actual team that goes next year.
Oh,
I've heard whispers. I've heard rumors. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're actually like sacking everyone. It's just going to be like 5'8 funny white
fuck
men.
Fuck you.
And they're all just going to like run around.
I could play football, all
they,
right?
They give y'all mics. You're running around like trying to do stand up. They're like, okay, Cody trains, train.
Okay. I'm going to literally do the gritty on to the end zone.
Me when I gritty on the field. Me when I gritty in front of Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders' boobies.
Have you seen that Lil Sasquatch video where they're like, he's like watching the NBA draft and they're like, and from Ohio, Lil Sasquatch. He's like, holy fuck, did I just get drafted? And he calls his mom and he's like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to do it because like, it's so funny.
He's great.
So fucking funny.
I enjoy his Twitter. When Twitter eventually goes into the toilet, I'm going to mourn the loss of some of those accounts.
I agree.
You know.
There are some good ones, and he's definitely one of them for sure.
It takes a lot to be able to be funny via text and video and in real life.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's so cool driving past like Comedy Store and Hollywood Improv and whatever and seeing like internet people on there on the marquee is really cool.
Yeah.
Now, is it all white men? Yeah. It is going to be white men every time. Trevor Wallace, it's going to be Trevor Wallace.
Yes. Okay? Yeah. Just him.
Just him.
Just over and over again on the marquee.
And tonight on Saturday night, Trevor Wallace for the fifth time this week. You know, I drive by and I'm like, of course it's white men, but it's cool.
I mean, Trevor has been grinding for a long ass time.
For sure. But that's laying the stepping stones, you know, for like, who's going to host late night one day? Hope it's an internet person.
Yeah.
That'd be super cool.
That is pretty cool. It's kind of like, I don't know, they're kind of becoming the same almost. Like,
yeah.
It's like there's no like traditional path anymore and digital path. It's
you
just,
think?
I mean, like more than ever now, it's like with music, with like anyone that's coming up in the DJ world, it's like you, like half of it. Well, no, okay. That sounded douchey when I said it like that. But like
Did you know Cody's a DJ?
I did know that.
No, but I'm like, you know, it's my entire TikTok feed now is like, and I'm like, keeping close tabs on like who's coming up and all. Same thing with like just general artists too, like any type of music, doesn't have to be DJ. But like half of your career now is like figuring out TikToks.
Yeah.
And same with comedy. It's like,
well, and that's the thing is like, we have such a leg up of like being digital content creators doing that and knowing how the internet works.
We'll put that on there too.
Digital content creators.
Just grunting it out as I'm saying it. It's so fucking terrible, but it's true. You're like,
digital.
You,
I can't even say digital.
When I'm content. I'm an influencer.
Oh, that was too
that was great.
Real. That no, was visceral.
I've been working on that.
I can puke on command.
So why would you say that?
I could puke right now without even barely pushing. I could puke.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why?
It's fucking awesome.
In what way?
No, I keep saying literally, and I'm not going to do it right now, because then my breath is going to smell for the rest of the day.
Why is this a skill that you have?
I don't know. I was born this way. I think it's like everything I eat and drink stays here, right here, for like hours.
Your stomach is between your two lungs?
No, my stomach's down here, but it stays here. I have this airlock portion.
No, actually, my tummy's right here.
My tummy's
anyway.
Where everyone else's is. But I have this weird, like, system right here that's sort of like a, just in case I want to throw.
You know, that's actually
it
called
stays there.
Acid reflux is what it's called sometimes.
Could be that.
Could be that. Could be indigestion.
I think it's more my body's like, just in case you want to impress people, you know?
For the bit.
Yeah, just for the bit. Okay. Literally. Again, there we go. Literally.
Yeah.
Noelle and I did this, like, we shot this, like, sizzle. I don't know if I can talk about it because it was a fucking year ago now, but there's apparently it's still in the works. But anyways, we shot this sizzle for, like, a network to maybe try and sell a show. And part of it, they were, we were, like, on set all day, like, shooting, like, a whole bunch of, like, little bits just to, like, put together to make it look like a real show. And the last one that we shot, they were like, Cody, you can puke on command, right? And I was like, yeah. They're like, we're going to use that.
Yeah. And so you fire that up for
yeah,
us.
Yeah. So the last shot was like, they were like, Cody, it's your time to shine. And we're sitting on a boat.
You did not.
Yeah, I did. Of course I did. It's easy. Like, literally, I can just push and it comes out. So they're like, okay, like, make it look like we're on a boat, but it was like on a trailer on land.
Right.
So they're like shooting it like we're on water and like rocking the cameras back and forth. And they're like, so make it look like it's really choppy. And I'm like, and puke off the boat.
Ew, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, oh, I didn't think you'd actually do it.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Sick fucker.
Why is it
Everyone
green?
Everyone on set's like, oh, no, I'm going to puke.
Is it just stomach bile or what?
Depends. If I eat the best one, this one is the best, is when I eat ice cream.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, especially soft serve.
Okay.
Because that literally just sits right here.
Gross!
And I puke it up and it tastes the same.
I'm like drooling about
like,
to vomit.
I can eat ice cream like 3 times. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's so sick, actually.
What's better than eating ice cream?
Lapping up warm ice cream.
Eating
vomit?
It twice?
Nope.
It's not even warm. It's still cold. That's what I'm saying. I have a little like fucking fridge right here.
Terrible. That is so terrible.
Is it uncomfortable?
No.
Yeah. Does
I mean, it
sit
depends.
In your
it
throat?
Depends. If it like if it really is like starting to digest, then it's yeah. Then it is uncomfortable because it's like stomach acid and shit too. So then it feels like throwing up. But if I do it right after I eat, no, it just feels like it goes down. It just comes back up.
Now that's also called bulimia.
Yeah, but. I don't think that's what it is.
Okay. Well, because you're doing it for fun. You're not doing it on purpose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're doing it as a party trick.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
You're like, look, I can flip my eyeballs all the way back and vomit.
Yeah.
On command.
Yeah. And people are like, oh.
Terrible.
Get this guy out of here.
Hey,
he's
please.
Stinking up the party.
Don't bring your friend Cody back here. He vomited on everything. And he wasn't even drunk.
You got any party tricks?
Do you have any party tricks?
You do this. Hi.
Hi.
Party trick.
Yeah, I like to be really weird and off-putting.
Okay.
That's my party trick.
Nice. Yeah,
I like to
that.
Be really like hard to be around.
Love that.
Yeah, it used to be like I don't know, I can do like voices and stuff.
Oh yeah, okay.
But like who fucking can't?
Yeah.
You know, everyone has that one thing they can do. It's like ooh.
Yeah. I meant more like bottle, you know, like you open a bottle with a lighter or something like that.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no skills in that regard.
Yeah. Bummer.
Looking out the window.
What is that? Okay, yeah, okay. Okay, Ryan wants us to move on.
Well, I'll talk about puke all day.
Boring. Yo, look at the topic docs. Okay, we have this like cool fun game.
Okay,
I want to play. All
I
right?
love a game.
This is called Matty Healy or TMG quote quiz.
You don't pay your team enough. This every time, like I've been here twice. Such cute ideas.
So I mean, this one I feel like is a little bit vain, though. This idea. Because I'm like, we're not on the like. What is this? Like, did we say this or did Matty Healy say this?
Sure.
Because we're pretty similar.
Did this international rock star say this?
Exactly. Or did these local podcast hosts say this?
And I bet it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Let's begin.
Who said that? Okay. Ready? First one. I think I've got a boner, but I can't really tell.
That's going to be Matty. That's a lyric.
Is it? You know it?
I know it.
That's a lyric in a song?
Yes.
Could also be a lyric of one of our songs, though.
That's very true. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
What fucking song has that? He writes serious music, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, it's all like, I don't want to get into this again. I was fighting for my fucking life on the last episode.
You were right. Ding, ding, ding.
You're
right.
You're right.
Or Matty Healy. You're right. Matty Healy. All right, this next. I'm surprised no one has punched me in the face. One of them is really long in there. I don't know what it is, but...
You know what we should do? This just made me think of it. We should bring back Smack Cam.
Oh, my God.
Smack Cam!
Oh, my God. That was on Vine, right? Oh, my God. I totally forgot about that.
Smack Cam was so good.
So good.
And they used to do it with Kraft singles.
Oh, and Kiss Cam, too.
Oh, yeah. Should we bring back Kiss Cam? We should bring back kissing people and touching their butts against their will. Wait, that was actually so good.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Damn. You can't make those jokes now. Can't make those. Can't talk about that.
Now when everyone's so sensitive these days.
You heard that Mariah Carey audio?
Oh, my God. No. So you don't want to talk about 9/11. It's one of my favorites ever. It is so fucking funny. And everyone goes, what?
Yeah, what? They're murmuring, what?
What?
You want to know what's funny? I was there. That was at Global Citizen Fest.
No
way. 2022. And I was there. And she said that. And I said,
what?
We literally all looked around like, why did she just say, we're in New York. Why did she say that? I can't talk about 9/11.
Okay, is that Mariah. What she said? Does she say... You can't talk about it?
Yeah, can't talk about that.
Oh. I thought she was like, oh, the audience doesn't want to talk about it. Like, da-da-da, you don't want to talk about 9/11? Fine. And I was like, wait, what? Who was talking? No one was.
So no one mentioned it, by the way. Yeah.
We can't talk back to you. You're the only one on the stage and the mic.
You can't hear us.
Yeah. Okay, so who said this? I'm surprised no one has punched me in the face.
Is this TMG as in Cody and Noel, or are these just Cody quotes?
Both of us.
I'll say that's a. I'll say that's a you.
Me. Okay. Yeah. Oh, so you have to guess which one of us too. Okay.
I'll say TMG.
So
damn.
Matty Healy. Yeah. Okay. So it's either Matty Healy or a quote that we said together at the same time
in unison.
Noel and I.
Okay. Holding hands. Come on. That's gonna be y'all.
That for the audio listeners, it says that jawline wrapped around my cock.
God, cock is such a visceral
It
word.
Really is, especially when it's like one letter is censored like that.
Makes it's a little
like,
more dirty.
Seriously.
Nasty.
I feel like I'm reading Roses and Thorns or whatever.
Period. Wrapped around my fairy cock.
Yeah.
That's going to be TMG.
Yep. Nailed it. I wonder which one of us said that.
What is this goofy picture of y'all? Are you holding a teacup?
Yes. This was in like a. That was in like a. Like a, some sort of. Like haunted motel or something on tour.
Okay.
I think. No, actually, that's in a venue. Yeah, it was like some crazy old venue that we played. They had this room. It was like half weird old haunted museum, sort of. And this room was like had like dolls and shit in it and like a little tea cup set up. It was fucking weird.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I mean, I don't know.
So, maybe. Yes.
I don't really so that's believe a hard in anything, yes. You know?
All right. Great combo. Let's
like I'm the type of person to watch like one YouTube video and be like, they definitely exist.
Yeah.
And then I watch another one, and I'm like, no, I've been converted.
You're like, who would fall for this?
Yeah.
And the next one, you're like, actually, it's kind of real.
Yeah.
You ever watch Chills Countdown?
No.
The number 10, the most haunted place is that in New Orleans.
Is that a YouTube video?
Yeah.
Or
it's this guy. Oh my God, can we pull up Chills, please? How do you not know Chills?
I don't watch like ghost shit.
Well, it's not even, it's like, it's Chills Countdown, where it's like scariest, spookiest, like craziest, whatever. And this dude talks like this every single video. The number 9, Burger King foot lettuce. The last thing you'd want in your Burger King burger is someone's foot lettuce. Turns out it might be what you get. And he does
chillest narrator of all time.
It's literally yeah. And it's so funny because every single one, some of them are like really fucking scary and the voice helps, but some I'm like, this dude is 14 and he's in his bedroom. Yeah.
Because some of the stories are like legit horrifying, and he's like, so then he got killed.
Literally, number 2, beheaded
woman.
They
found his organs, like, hung up on some, like, hooks. Shit was mad gross.
Shit was disgusting.
Yeah. Fucking grody. Shit was grody.
Anyways, follow my SoundCloud for more.
Yeah. Probably smelled crazy in there. Follow my SoundCloud.
If you ask me, this is gross.
Top 10 of my own SoundCloud songs.
Wait, can you pull up? Go to the most popular one, the most viewed. Is that what you were on? 11 scariest things. Kind of do.
How many views does it have? Oh my God!
How do you not know Chills? I'm shocked. Oh, you don't know Chills. God. Scariest things. Kind of. Look up Chills Burger King foot lettuce.
Oh, that was a real one.
That was a real one.
What is foot lettuce?
You'll see. Or just search it in the normal.
Oh, he actually does have music.
Yeah.
You weren't playing around.
Major, big fan.
Is it good?
No.
Okay.
If you can imagine.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm I'm on the Chills Patreon.
Are they like haunted songs?
No.
Oh, yeah, play this. Oh, this is a, what is this, original full version?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
Burger King foot lettuce. The last
Why does it sound like Nicoletti?
Burger King,
Burger King foot lettuce.
15 sauce. Burger King secret sauce.
Number 15, signature cum sauce. I was trying to find that video the other day. Remember when like him and Getter would like dub over those restaurants and they said signature cum sauce and I cannot find it.
You said signature cum sauce.
I literally typed signature cum sauce and I was like, why did I just do that?
Yeah, don't
and now
do
that's
this.
In my YouTube search history.
It's on the TV when you have guests over.
Exactly.
It's like, fuck.
Yeah. They're like, play a music video. I was like, no, don't search for anything. Yeah,
whoa.
Yeah.
All right, play it.
15, Burger King foot lettuce.
Lettuce.
The last thing you'd want in your Burger King burger is someone's foot fungus. But as it turns out, that might be what you get. A 4chaner uploaded a photo anonymously to the site showcasing his feet in a plastic bin of lettuce with the statement,
lettuce.
This is the lettuce you eat at Burger King. Admittedly, he had shoes on, but that's even worse. The post went live at 11:38 p.m. on July 16th, and a mere 20 minutes later, the Burger King in question was alerted to the rogue employee. At
Joy
least,
getting fired,
I hope
original
he's rogue.
Poster.
How did it happen? Well, the BK employee hadn't removed the EXIF data from the uploaded photo, which suggested the culprit was somewhere in Mayfield Heights, Ohio. This was at 11:47.
It's kind of interesting.
3 minutes later at 11:50.
I watched these 4 hours.
It's kind of interesting.
Right? Imagine when you get down to number one.
Seriously.
That was only number 5.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit. It's such a great formula. Just taking anything and putting scary music behind it.
Yes.
Like, you can make anything eerie.
Yeah.
And it, like, touches a different part of you, you know?
It puts you on alert.
Like, this is kind of more funny than it is scary.
Definitely.
Why is it like...
Because it's the same music for every single video that he makes. And sometimes, look, when you're in your bed and it's 1 a.m., totally dark, and you're watching top 10 scariest things caught on camera.
Right.
And he gets down to number three, and it's that number three beheaded man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, okay, woo.
That would be scary because okay, that's just actually scary.
Right. But with this, yeah, it's just fucking goofy.
With this, just fucking goofy.
Yeah.
But you put that music behind it, and it's like, oh, this is kind of scary.
Yeah.
I don't want that kind of lettuce in my burger.
The last thing you'd want in your yeah. Burger King burger
is someone's foot fungus. Luckily, he was wearing shoes, but I'd argue that's even worse.
Admittedly. There was cum sauce on the burger. And it
did taste
good.
He had previously stepped in cum with his shoes.
Admittedly,
someone had came outside.
The flavor did not change. they do that on TikTok. It'll be like, some, you know, they're trying to make it creepy or like scariest things in Hollywood, da da da. And then the audio says suspenseful, scary TikTok royalty free music. You just pulled me out of it, brother. I was with you and now I'm gone.
Okay, here's another quote.
Anyway, back to the game.
Back to the game. I deleted my joke in case anyone got offended.
Well, y'all would never say that. So that's going to be Maddie.
Could be us.
Noel would never say that.
Let's see.
Nope.
As Maddie Healy.
Do you know these? Did you know that last
no,
one was yours?
No. Had no idea. I have no idea.
Do you ever, this is like a big thing that I'm finally running into, is people come and be like, I loved that video where you said duh, 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 and they quote it to me word for word, and I'm like, I never posted that.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, no, you did.
Yeah.
I just forget everything I put on the internet.
Oh, so it is actually something you've posted.
Yeah.
I've been like, people think that they're like, oh, I loved you, whatever,
sure.
Like Jimmy Tatro did, and I'm like, I'm not that guy.
You're like, admittedly.
Yeah, yeah.
Admittedly.
Like, actually, you can think I'm him, though. That's
yeah.
awesome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's a thing I'm running into now where they'll come and quote a video that I made, you know, 2 years ago, word for word to my face, and I'll be like, I literally don't remember posting that video, but thank you
yeah.
for liking what I do.
That's kind of awesome.
It kind of is, but yeah. it's worrisome.
Yeah.
I have, like, short-term memory, like a goldfish.
And you'll get to that point where, like, that'll stop being cool. Like, people quote something, and you're like, I've done a lot of stuff since then.
Right. Have you, like, checked out the pod?
Yeah, yeah.
You should listen. You might enjoy it.
I've dedicated a lot of my time to, like, other things. So, I appreciate it,
right.
but, you know.
Yeah.
Although, if you do quote that iPhone Vine.
If you could, like, circulate that, actually.
Yeah.
I'm going to find a YouTube Shorts of that Vine
yeah.
and share it to Instagram
yeah.
and screen record it.
I'm so old where, like, I went to the phase where I hated people quoting that, and now I kind of like it again.
You're like, can we bring that around? That's actually, you
yeah,
keep
yeah.
quoting it throughout the video.
Yeah.
Throughout the episode. Smoking a cigarette feels cool.
I said that for sure. That's me.
Okay. I'll go Cody. Yup.
Because it does feel cool.
And it looks even cooler.
It looks cool. It does.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. Like the feeling of smoking a cigarette feels fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not saying smoke a cigarette by any means. I don't smoke. I haven't smoked in a long time.
No, but you're sick as fuck, and you're actually cool in Cody's eyes if you smoke cigs. So
yes. No, I'm saying you look cool.
Right. And you are cool.
And you are cool, too. You don't smell cool.
Well, if you've got the whole, like, cigarette, smoke, leather, cologne thing going on, it works.
It does kind of work.
It does work.
Doesn't Maddie Healy smoke cigs?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fucking cool guy right
no,
there.
No, very, very cool.
That was one of the hardest things about not, like, stopping smoking was, like, just, like, the feeling of, like, oh, you want to go out and have a smoke?
You used to smoke cigarettes?
Yeah.
How long?
I mean, like, all throughout college and after college, I would do it, like, socially. Never, like, wake up and smoke. I was never there, but...
I wasn't a fucking freak.
I did get close.
Well, isn't that the whole point, kind of, is that it's, like, so addicting?
What?
Nicotine, like, cigarettes.
Yeah, but, I would say, like, you know, like vaping and like the modern forms of nicotine are like way more addicting, I think.
Sure, sure.
Because like cigarettes, it's like a lot, you know, to get to the point where you're like smoking in the morning. It's like you have to commit to like smelling like shit all day
long.
Yeah,
you have to lose control of your life to get to that point.
Well, I mean, like, not really, but it's just like it's more intense. With vaping, it's just like this flavored little like lollipop that you hit all the time.
It makes your lungs just like tear apart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. I haven't done nicotine now in almost a year. That's not true. I've done it once
in
a year.
You used to
Juul. I used to Juul. I used to do Zyn. I used to dip. Every form.
Didn't know all that.
Every single form.
You just absolutely swallowing tobacco.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. I used to be like the guy with the fucking two lips in, like at the bar.
Missing
yeah.
teeth.
Oh, yeah.
This is Cody.
I used to dip like a fiend.
This is you post veneers. You've rotted all your teeth
yeah,
out.
Yeah, exactly.
Brand new pearly whites.
Yep.
I have a theory that all musicians are just failed stand-up comedians. Now, that could be... This is actually very hard.
I feel like that's Maddie.
That could be Maddie, or that could be a Noel. I'll say Maddie, because he does these little, like, bits before he starts songs where he thinks he's so funny. And he is. I would argue he is. And I eat it up. I'll say Maddie.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ooga!
Dude, one of these in here is just background noise. It's like a recording of the studio and then just played for 30 seconds.
I don't know about y'all. But this ship.
That's a really good one.
15 second soundbite. Yeah. Crazy.
That was me throwing up on purpose at the end there.
You bubbling stomach pile for the bit.
I'm circumcised. It's never done me any problems. That's
Maddie.
Yeah. Yep. I think most of these are him, it seems like.
Yep.
It's never done me any problems.
That was an interview he did, and he just offered that up. No one asked him. He just offered it up, and we were like, okay. I'm not sorry. I'm just bored. That's going to be Noel.
A very good quote.
Yeah. Noel. Damn.
Maddie Healy. Wow. Talk in analogies all the time.
No, that's too pretentious for y'all.
You think so?
I think so.
Is it pretentious?
Yeah, talk in analogies all the time. That's one of those like top 10 ways to manipulate people. Constantly be smarter than them.
Top 10 ways to manipulate people.
Top 10 ways to get people
number
to 10, do your bidding.
Step on their lettuce.
Number 9, talk in analogies.
This is, yeah, what do you think?
Maddie.
That was us. Pretentious. That's not even a very good quote, though.
Bad. So
I
when
feel like it's
this?
Like half a sentence.
Do y'all know when this was?
No idea.
Team?
Ovi?
No. Nope. No.
Okay.
Some random bullshit, I don't know.
She's making it up. Fuck, yeah.
This is
talking analogy.
Either. Yeah, I made that one up. That was Ovi. Ovi original right there. This is Existence's Pain.
Oh,
it's an Ovi original.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a her picture pops up. Oh, Ovi said that. Oh. Are you good, Ovi?
Her signature appears in some crazy like PowerPoint transition.
By Ovi. Like...
The cube that comes and turns. I'll say this is TMG.
This is dark, man. Existence is Pain.
That's TMG. Yep.
Nice. Wow. Modern day philosophers.
Yep.
Should we flip over to the bonus?
Sure.
Are you staying?
Yeah.
You're like, regrettably?
I did stay for the bonus episode.
Top 10 bonus episodes. Number 10.
Yes. This guy. Chillest human beings alive. Number 4, this guy.
Number 1, me.
Check out my SoundCloud linked below.
Yeah, that's literally me, you know.
That is.
I'm about to start.
What is the update with the DJing? Do you post sets on SoundCloud? Do you post your sets?
Well, I did post the one that I did for the video. I don't know if you watched the DJ video, but I did.
I don't watch you guys' videos.
Yeah, that's fair. Totally fair. That quote actually was from that video. Existence is Pain.
Yeah.
Didn't go very
that's
well.
That's the drop.
Existence is Pain. No, I did. So I played a set, and I posted that one on SoundCloud. And I might continue to do it in the future because it is something that now all my friends are obsessed with, too. So we just bring the turntables wherever we go, and we just keep playing. I feel so bad for Kelsey. Like, literally.
Who's your boyfriend? do? He's like a YouTuber DJ.
He's like a fucking DJ. Like every time they're around, we all just like hover around it and we're like practicing. But like, no. I think I'm actually going to start like playing shows in the future.
People would sell it out.
And I've been making a lot of house music myself. So I'm going to start releasing it too. So yeah, you'll hear some of that on SoundCloud. So literally look.
Can we play one in the bonus?
What?
Can we play one in the bonus?
No. Well, we're not until embarrassed. It's out. Oh, you're not embarrassed?
A little bit, yeah.
Why?
Because I'm like still, I've been producing music for a while, but like never like well. And now I'm actually like trying to do it well.
It's
and
you
so
singing?
It's a little bit of like, no, it's not me singing.
I was like, it's you singing really vulnerably.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No, I'm embarrassed. Yeah, yeah. It's a remix of I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
You play it, I'm like, da-da-da. You know, I'm going to talk about 9/11. All right, guys, we're going to flip to the bonus. Thank you for watching. As always, thank you, Brittany, for joining us.
Woo! Tequila shots!
And we'll see you guys in the bonus. Bye.
This week on The Bone Zone.
Actually, we're inviting you to resign.
That's the most fibula shit ever. No, he's just like with The Rock on Snapchat.
Nervous. Buttholes. Pulsing.
You got farmed, bitch.
You got farmed.
Flip that. Put it on TikTok.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.